Another figure who intrigued Scott was Karana, the main character in his first children's book, Island of the Blue Dolphins. Published in 1960, it is one of the most popular children's books of all time.
I heard about Karana, the heroine of Island of the Blue Dolphins, around 1920. There was a short article in Harper's Magazine, 1892, just a brief, very brief article about her, because little was known. And it interested me at the time. I had no thought of doing a story about it, but I thought it was interesting. And over the years, it would crop up occasionally in writing about Santa Barbara. Newspapers would pick it up. And then I got into a writer's block, and I've been writing adult books, and I was at the place where I wasn't exactly satisfied with what I was doing. And I got this great hatred of the hunters that came into the mountains where I lived on the Mexican border. And that hatred combined itself with the memory of this legend about the girl on the island, 18 years alone. And one served as a catalyst to the other, and it became an idea, not for a book exactly, but just something that I wanted to say really to myself, and to sort this out. In Island of the Blue Dolphins were two themes. One was a reverence for all life, which is Schweitzer's idea. The other is a Christian ideal of forgiveness.